What's a congressional initiative that's widely believed to be completely toxic? Well, with the U.S. sending more troops to Africa and the Middle East, is there a need for a military draft should the U.S. need to mobilize for a major war? Talking about the draft sends lawmakers into fits and starts, but House Republicans have blocked legislation that would have required women to register for the draft. And that's a whole other political can of worms. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, what's going on there?
Well, John, it was a Republican amendment in the first place that tried to open up the draft for women. Duncan Hunter is a senior member of the Armed Services Committee and a veteran himself, and several weeks ago said that having the draft only open for men was sexist. Now, it was a little weird because Duncan Hunter opposed his own amendment. He was trying to start this conversation. He opposes, along with many other Republicans, the recent policy shifts that we've seen at the Pentagon, opening all combat roles up to women, right? So the logical extension of that for a lot of people is, well, if combat positions are opened up to all women, then the draft should be opened up to all women. Now, the Army, the military, hasn't drafted anyone since June 30th, 1973. And this is an institution that we're not using anymore. So you can see maybe where this is going. I asked Mo Brooks just this morning, John. He's a conservative Republican from Alabama.
Any woman who is concerned about equality has the right to enlist. And I'm inclined to eliminate selective service for both men and women. And people who want to serve, they can enlist, regardless of whether they're male or female. That's why we have the volunteer army. And it's worked well for four decades.
What's the suspicion? Was this proposal symbolic, or is it of strategic significance?
Well, for a lot of people, it seems symbolic, and a lot of people are now questioning, as Mo Brooks says, whether you need the draft at all. Look, the truth, the bottom line is that a lot of people in Congress, mostly Republicans but not exclusively, opposed that Pentagon policy that was instituted by President Obama to open up all combat roles to women in the first place. There are a couple of lawsuits in the federal courts now, John, saying that the inherent policy of registering young men for the Selective Service and not registering young women is discriminatory. Well, this got to an amendment that was headed to the House floor. They're voting on this today, but they're not going to vote on this question because late last night, Republicans stripped out their own amendment saying that the draft should be opened up to women. Now, the interesting thing is that it would have actually saved some money. Why? Because if you have to register for the draft and you don't do it, you're not eligible for things like Pell Grants. So if all of a sudden millions of young women are supposed to register but don't, the government could save money because they don't get Pell Grants. You see how that works? It was a budgetary mess. And in some ways, Republicans use this as a pretext to not have to vote on a tough issue. This is Mac Thornberry. He's from Texas. He's the chairman of the Armed Services Committee. He wants to study this a little more closely and says there were just some budgetary problems here.
I think that's a very reasonable position that a lot of people take. But question is, do we need selective service? When you haven't looked at it in more than 20 years, it's time to look at what it costs, what the benefit is. Is there a reasonable likelihood of mass mobilization? What would the cost be of mass mobilization if you did not have selective service?
I love his ruminative style there. Is there a groundswell of support for the draft, or is it viewed as like too scary for an election year?
John, the Senate has a bill that would actually open up the Selective Service to women in 2018, but it looks like where this is headed is a big study to look at whether the United States needs a draft at all, maybe do away with it entirely.
Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, thanks so much.
You got it.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.